Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 94, part 2, Here I Am, Send Me. Today is Sunday, April 19th, 2009. Hello and happy spring. Thank you for joining the podcast today. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. And Pastor Paul's mission, the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota, is located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. And you can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can also join our online community, and at the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to the blog, Flickr, the podcast, the store, Twitter, and YouTube. So be sure to join us online at www.pastorpaul.org. You can also go to the blog, and there you can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony. So be sure to go to Pastor Paul's blog, where you will find links to the scriptures within today's message. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. Now be sure to join us for both episodes, every Friday, part 1, and every Sunday, part 2. Thank you for joining us. Have a great week, and God bless you.
I believe this, that the true worker of God must be impelled by divine election. A person that is called of God, elected of God, is going to be impelled. What do you mean by that? Nailed down by God. Impelled, propelled, moving in God. God's going to send it. Also, the human side says, here I am, send me. That's like yesterday, there were four little boys up at the park up there, and I got up to the park and there was a bunch of these flyers up there. We were putting all this stuff away, getting ready for the Memorial Day picnic. And I thought, well, now this would be a good thing for these little boys to go out and pass out this good news about this Memorial Day picnic. So they all gathered around and they all prayed. And you know what he said? The little boy got done and I said, praise the Lord. He says, yeah, praise the Lord. He was just a little kid about this big. What do you suppose was speaking? It was his spirit, the brand new inner man that was inside of him, Jesus on the throne, gave him utterance. And the little boy, he looked around and said, yeah, praise the Lord. Now, he had never said words like that before. Isn't that precious? Praise the Lord. He was, what was he saying? Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. He was saying, in essence, I am willing. Here I am, send me. And I gave him the flyers and he grabbed and he said, I'll take him out. In other words, send me out. And another little boy seeing his example, me too, me too, me too. And they all by his example, the Spirit of God in him giving him utterance. Praise the Lord. And they all went out rejoicing. Now, who can explain that great mystery? Don't even try to do it, you'll ruin it. Sometimes when beauty is beauty, we ruin it. We make it ugly by trying to explain it. Huh? Now, if you look at beauty long enough with a critical eye, it'll get ugly. Won't it? That's the way it is with us. A man sought, I'm talking about. A man sought. And a man found will be a man that wants to do these things. But yet, he must make and will make by divine grace. Listen to this. His own election of his work. Yes, it's true that he is God's elect. And yes, that's true. But you know something? God will put in him a desire to elect, to elect to do what God has elected him to do. Is that plain and clear? I hope so. God gives him a desire as the elect to say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." How many hearing this? Oh, I see a brother sleeping there. I'm sorry, brother. You told me to wake you up every time you fell asleep. See, God works. He did. Don't look at me like that. Say amen, all of you. Just settle down. Now, this man wanted me to wake him up, and I did it, and I'm glad. Probably a few on the radio that were sitting there all burping up these potato chips and onion dip and all this. Could care less about it, just waiting for some little frivolous thing to tickle their ears. Well, see, I'm serious about what I'm doing down here. My God, I am serious. Are you? I certainly believe you are. Say amen, somebody. Well, how serious are you? Dead serious. I mean, unto death serious about it. Fanatical. All the way. Don't you go all the way in every other thing you do? When you go to bed at night, do you want to go all the way to sleep or half to sleep? No, you smack your lips and you go all the way. Man, bed! Let me at it! You smack your old lips and you go all the way. Oh! Ooh, don't you? Or you just go halfway, just hang half your body out over the bed. You aren't getting any sleep tonight. You're only going to get the half of my body. Do you? No, you get into it. Oh, God, can we get into sleeping? Huh? You got a love affair with a mattress. I wonder some people don't just wrap it around. Come on, let's go to work with their mattress. How many hearing this one? Oh, but God sought for one who has a ready mind. See, if a machine or a slave was chosen, then anything could be sent. Anything, a slave, go! But the spirit wouldn't be in it. That's like all the robots they have now. Huh? And they send these robots to do a man's job. Huh? Ooh. God will not go against the free will of man. Oh, and there's so many of us arguing about divine truths to which we can never comprehend the full just of. And the bottom line of it all, people and Christians and pastors and everybody listening, the bottom line of it all is trust in the Lord and lean not upon your own understanding. And I thank God I believe many things which I do not wish to understand. I don't want to understand them. I am weary and I am sick of arguing and understanding and misunderstanding, and like a child I will believe and let the others drive themselves completely crazy, and busloads may go with them, because they can do the reasoning and they can do the puzzling, but I'm simply going to believe that every man that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ receives the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, and I don't know how it happens, and neither do all you arguers, or there wouldn't be any argument. That's like arguing over a meal until it rots. There's a great big steak sitting there, and you're all ready to go at it. You start to ponder, and you start to puzzle. Now, where did this steak come from? Well, I guess it could have come from Texas. And then again, it might have come from Iowa. Now, if it came from Iowa, that'd be corn-fed. But if it came from Texas, it'd be longhorn. And if, of course, it might have come from Minnesota. If it came from Minnesota, I can't tell. Well, I don't really know. Are you going to sit there and argue? No, you're going to eat it. That's the same way that I get the Word of God. I take and I eat it. Some of it gets bitter in my belly. Say amen. Sweet in my mouth and bitter in my belly. And you eat that steak and you don't. That's like a baby. And that's like a child. Your kids at the table, they eat. See? More food, Mom! More pancakes! They don't care that you're over there working your fingers through the bone for it. More! More syrup! More butter! He had two. Give me two this time. And that's the way we should receive the Word of God. Shouldn't we? Simply receive the Word of God. More. I'll have more over here. More. More. Send me. Right? And a baby when they go after their bottle. Do they take it out and examine it? Are you sure you cleanse this? Has it been in the sterilizer? I notice you haven't got your mask on this morning. Huh? No, they just jam it in their kisser and suck on it. Say amen, somebody. That's the same way we should take the Word of God, simply. Without argument, without debate, without puzzling. Is this an 8-ounce or a 10-ounce? Is this the so-and-so formula or this formula or what is it? Huh? No, take it. And stop arguing over doctrines that are too deep. Because you see, the whole scheme is too vast to be reduced to a system. So many people are systemizing the Bible. And they got a worked out system on it. And how many systems have you gone through since you got saved? Dozens and dozens and dozens of these different systems. Are you hearing this? These systems don't do it. They don't cut it. You got to receive the Word yourself. Can someone else drink out of your spiritual baby milk bottle? Can someone else eat the meat, the steak of God for you? No, you have to do it yourself, and you have to experience it, and is it a personal thing, and you can't look at someone else and say, how can you enjoy that steak? I don't know. That's not for me. And what are you doing sucking on that bottle of milk? Hey, I think you're kind of nuts. That person is going to have to try it for themselves. How many are hearing this? You have to try it all for yourself. And don't get into a whole lot of doctrines. Well, you see, according to this and that and so on. And you never understand them. And you never get nothing to eat. And you're always arguing over a doctrine. Or a system. Now you ask any man whether he is a Christian or not. Against his will. And he will tell you, of course not. Sir, that's like asking a person, sir, are you breathing against your will? Tell the truth now. Do you really want to breathe? I want an answer. Think on that, okay? And you over here, are you really hearing? Do you really want to hear? Well, that's debatable, but do you really want to hear? I mean, these things that are coming into your frontal lobes through your ears, you really want to hear those things? And you over there sitting with those eyeballs over there, are you seeing against your will? Is it your will that you see? Is it your will that you breathe? Is it your will that you walk and you talk? Is it your will? What a stupid thing. And it's the same way when you ask a Christian, those born and bought by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it your will that you be a Christian? No, because this person loves the Lord and delights in his law after the inward man. Also, his people aren't led to him in chains, but they shall be willing, it says, in the day of his power. God gives them the power to say, I repent. God gives us the power to say, I love. And God gives us the power to minister the gospel. And God is our all power. And he gives that all power and that all authority that he has. And he says, we'll go. And if you go, and if you will go, I will give you power. Now, as the matter of the holy work here today, every man who becomes a worker for Jesus is so. Because he was chosen to work for him. I believe it would be a very poor worker if he himself had not chosen, on the other hand, to work for Jesus. Those that are chosen also choose to work for Jesus. Otherwise, they're very poor workers. They're laying down. Oh, isn't the sky pretty today? Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? See, there's two sides. Those that are chosen choose, but those that are chosen and do choose, God leads them to choosing. And so there's no boasting in yourself. Some of us have not been led as yet because of rebellion, even though we're chosen, to have a desire to choose to do the work for Jesus, okay? I believe God called me to preach the gospel. And yet I wouldn't change this for the whole world. If it was given to me on a silver platter, I would have to lower myself to own the whole world. I am here because I choose to be here. I love it. God chose me to be here, but I choose because God chose me, and I choose to obey God. I love it. I wouldn't want to get, here's the whole world. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. And when you give me Jesus, then I have to obey Jesus, because those that love him will obey him. And God has put me here. God has put many of you here. And you listening on the radio, God has chosen you to be here too, but you have not yet chosen yourself. Say amen. Pray that divine grace would open up your ears and open up your eyes to see the needs of the people. Ah, yes. I am a true worker, and you are true workers, all you that are listening on the radio, for the Lord Jesus Christ, because you have a desire to do that work for God. And you could, if somebody offered you the whole world versus what God had chosen you to do, you wouldn't want it. You want to know why? You would not be happy. Just totally miserable. Isn't that right? That's why there's so many folks that are so miserable. You know that? Because they just got that little bit of fight left in them. But gee, I could have a piece of the world. I wonder what happened if you offered the world. If you were on the pinnacle of the temple. The devil said, here it is, all of it. You decided to stay right where you're at. I know where I belong. It's right here. I know it. You know one reason I know it a lot of times? Because I had a lot of problems down here. Whoever said that following Jesus was easy? Oh God, it's so hard. And they drag their fluffy bedroom slippers. It's 12 o'clock and they're still in their bedroom slippers. Oh, it's so hard to follow God. Yeah, in them slippers it is. He's going to take you on high places. And there you got them backless, great big fluffy bunny slippers on. trying to waddle out, and a house robe, and great big pop cans in your hair crawling up the sides of the craggy mountain. Well, Jesus didn't give me the shoes, and Jesus didn't give me the... Hey, does he have to furnish everything for you? Use a little imagination. He gave you that too, you know. Say amen. Isn't it? You ever notice that sometimes? I have volunteers coming all the time, and some volunteers, they come up and they say, what next? What next? What next? What next? What next? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And they don't give you a chance to think. It's because they really don't want to work. But I outfoxed them. Now I got lists of things to do. And I just hand them a list. Here you go. Go to it. They want to confuse you with questions. They really don't want to do it. Isn't that right? Here I am, Lord, send me. And so here are the persons that are wanted. How many of you listening know God has chosen you for a work? What? Wow. Nobody? Now, you know, chosen for a work doesn't mean you have to get up behind the pulpit. How many know that God has chosen you for a work? Put your hands up. Hey. See, that's how unsure we are. If God elected to save you, he elected to have you do something. And he's going to have you elect to do his will. How do you choose? You choose and he will give you power. You choose and God will give you power. Power to stand. Power to go on through. And so we have in closing here the divine side and the human side. On the divine side, the man is chosen. On the human side, the man is led to choose the engagement for himself. God takes you into a room. I have chosen you. I have elected you. And sometimes we're kind of dense and we sit down in this chair and there's the work before you. So we go over and we look at the work that God has chosen us to do. And, whoo, wow, that's quite a work. And we lie to ourselves. Wonder who's going to get that work. I wonder who's God's chosen for that. Ooh, I sure wouldn't want that work. I couldn't handle it. God says, I will give you power. What was that? I will give you power to do that work. I have elected, I have chosen you. First, you did not choose me, I chose you. It's almost as if I was saying it. Ha 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 ha. I chose you. You know how we try to get around that work. We pout. We just screw our face up and our lips just sort of fly all over the place. You know, we don't want to do it. And God has chosen us to do it. And we know it, but we don't want to do it. Mark it down, you will want to do it. So we have these two sides and the two meet together in this. The man is sent by the three in one who here then asks, who will go for us? Every faithful Christian laborer labors for God. And when we tell others about the cross, we speak for God the Father. We tell the prodigals, come on home. And through us, God uses us to show these people their rags and their swine dining. And the Spirit then works through us as God gives us utterance. And he does it by the spreading of the word, by us speaking the word, and by us giving out the word by faith. Hallelujah. Who else is going to do it? And then the Holy Spirit will give you the anointing to do that which He's called you to do. He makes us a God-bearer, and you bear God in your heart. You go around bearing God in your heart. You have God. You're walking, talking epistles, known and read of all men. You are a mobile temple. And that mobile temple goes around and tells about Jesus. And that's what you've been called to do. Oh, I don't know about it. That's what you've been called to do. That's what you've been called to do. And faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. And God says, you've got to go on out and do it. And the Lord asks, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Do you get a witness on that one? And so lastly, let's look at the person offering himself. Here I am, send me. And Isaiah was a man that knew himself. I believe you and I are made to be useful by God in winning souls. And if we are to be used that way, we first have to see our ruined condition. Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. God will never fill you with himself until first he empties you out. Until first you've gone through the fire, that all of the chaff and all of the waste is burned off, and then God will fill you. But notice then how Isaiah was made to feel his unworthiness. And first, it was done by the presence of God. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. I saw him sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. Oh, many times in my office, many times while I'm preaching, I like to fall down right now and prostrate myself before the Lord. I am is here right now today. Did you know that? I am is right here today. God is omnipresence. He's all over. He's here today. You can't put him in any kind of a box, but God is here. And until we fully believe that he is, until we fully believe that God is here, we cannot minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is with me. When you go out, you know God is with you. When you're in church, you know God is with you. When you're in sin, you know God is with you. And until you know that, you can't do nothing for God. Because if you don't know that, you know nothing. You don't have faith. Because those that have faith know that he is. And when you fully realize that, you fully realize the message of the cross, then and then only can you say, and only can you believe, that this statement, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It gets real simple once you understand the cross and you get the revelation, preacher. When you get the revelation of what Jesus Christ has already done, it is not complicated at all. When you know that he is. God is. Hallelujah. God is power. Because the doubters are so unsure. When your children sin, you don't cast them out, do you? You say, wait till your father comes home. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, send me. God says, don't give me your little money. I want all of you. Here I am, not money, not a little job for God, but here I am. Jump in the circle. Jump in the riblet. Jump into the stream. Get into the gush of water. Get in there. Here I am. You got to cross over. And when you say, here I am, there you are. Say amen. That means, here I am. Now, it doesn't give geographic settings. Lord, send me anywhere in between Penn and Lindale on the east and the west, and in between Glenwood and Lowry on the north and the south. Anywhere, Lord, anywhere. Just send me. No. Here I am. Send me. God has sent a lot of you right down here, hasn't he? Oh, my God. Woo. Oh, I'm yours, Lord. Isn't there a song like that? The world even has a song, don't they? I'm yours, heart and soul, I am yours. Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't you feel it in my heart? I'm yours. I'm yours for the calling. Your command I'll obey. Huh? When we say, "Here I am, Lord, send me," we step over. We go then on to the other side. When we say, "Here I am, Lord, send me," we are the happiest people in the world. And so today I, for one, say, "Here I am, Lord, send me. Send me. Send me, Lord, wherever that you want me to go. Send thee help," it says in Psalm 20:7, "from thy sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion." And Jesus was given strength from heaven. And now our sanctuary, because he came, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are promised aid. Send thee help from thy sanctuary. And our sanctuary is the Lord Jesus Christ. We walk, but we don't walk alone. Glory to God. And we pray, but we don't pray alone. Glory to God. And we have faith, but we don't walk alone. And we walk in the light. And glory to God. God gives us that light. And God gives us that utterance. And oh, praise the Lord. And finally in Psalm 43, I believe in 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, hallelujah. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Oh, send out thy light, O Lord. Oh, send out thy truth. And that saying, send out our salvation, O Lord, and continue direction in you, O Lord. Reveal my true character by the light and by the revelation and by the thought of God. Show me myself, and Lord, reward me according to thy promise. Your light without the filter, oh Lord, would zap me out. I would have radiation burns. Lord, right now, if it wasn't for the filter of the Lord Jesus Christ dying for all my sins, I couldn't take your light. But as your light, God, it shines right through the glorious, glorious Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's filtered out. And it filters out all of that scum and all of that sickness, Lord. Hallelujah, God, that you filtered out in Jesus sees us whole, and God sees us whole, and we go on with a plan and purpose. Glory to God. And so God is saying to each one today, I need messengers who will say, "Here I am, send me. Send me, Lord. I give up all of my self-rights. I give up all of my arguments. I am willing to stand in your light and your truth. I am ready for the burn-off." Glory to God. Get with it, Christian church. The Lord is coming back. His time is growing short right now, and God is looking for people that will say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Hallelujah. How many heard this message today? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 You're listening out there that are miserable. You know, God has chosen you for a work. Give up. Give up before he passes you by and pick someone else for that job that you were called to do. I don't care where it is. Say, "Lord, here I am. I've been waiting long enough. I've been in the holding tank long enough." Is there anyone in here today that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior? You can know him. Isn't that exciting? You can know the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you can say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Anyone in here that doesn't have Jesus, don't walk out of here today without having the Lord. Time is so short. Is there anyone who doesn't know Jesus? Are you both born again? Where are you from?
I'm from
where? Missouri. Well, praise God. There, you know, the saying goes, "I'm from Missouri. You got to show me." I'm glad that you've been shown. And now, instead of being from Missouri all the way, you're from God, right? Amen. Sure glad you came today. Anyone else in here that doesn't have Jesus? Anybody in here that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? There are two good-looking people over there. Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior? Okay. Anyone in here? Oh, I know it's a little late. Maybe you've got a roast burning. That doesn't matter. Let it burn. Maybe you got someone waiting for you. Let them wait. Maybe you got something planned. Let them wait. Maybe there's someone in here that needs to go to Jesus today. Say amen. You notice I don't put a clock up on the back because I like people look up front. They'd all be turning around. Whew. Whew. Boy, God, guy never wears out. Is there anyone in here that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior? Praise the Lord, you can have him today. All you that do know him now, you listening on the radio, go all the way with Jesus. Lay down all the excuses and lay down all the, you know, and you can make up a million of them. You can use somebody else as your excuse, and I don't want to because so-and-so is there, and I don't want to this, and I don't want to that. And after all, life has treated me bummers and so on. You know, I mean, the world is bonko, you know what I mean? Who cares? Sure, it's bonko. Don't go bonko with it. That's bonko. Are you hearing this? I'd like to have two real quick testimonies from someone here.
So if you're utility.